We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodal, and Kaylee Gonsalves lost their lives to a senseless murder on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us, and we are talking Koberger. And this is one that we have been talking about, you and me, since very early on when you started turning over a lot of stones on this and digging and digging, and it's been the endless rabbit hole. We're talking about Papa Roger, the online persona that may possibly be Brian Koberger taunting the public about the murders prior to him being caught when no one knew who the murderer was. It was a good month of that. If you look all the way back, there was that manhunt out trying to figure out who had that white Elantra, but there was this man online, Papa Roger, on a lot of the groups discussing the case with information that was beyond the scope of what the public knew about. And a lot of it later proven to be actually true about the crime scene. I know you continue to dig on this. What's the latest?
My gosh, it's become Papa Roger Gate. I mean, something that I started looking at because I found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I know if I were an agent and were on this case, once the big ticket items were resolved in terms of the evidence, I would have been scouring social media to see if he had a footprint, to see if he was toying with people, to see if he was dangling the carrot of his deed. And that's how this all started.
Yeah.
Started looking at that and posting about the different carrots that I saw could be applied to him. So anyway, all that being said, the Papa Roger, where I'm at. So I'm still doing a little bit of a deep dive as I have time. And, you know, there's a lot of several individuals, that are helping with that deep dive that are incredible sleuths that I trust. There's only about a handful, but they're great. And they're also looking. And there were two posts that were unrelated to the Idaho murders. Specifically one that involved a school board in Indiana and another one that involved California politics.
Okay.
So we're going through there to see what links we can find. We are red hot on the Indiana one, but not enough where I can 100% say the minute I get it, I'm going to tweet it out because I think we're going to make that connection. And then there were a couple of other things. For instance, when he posted on his profile where it says him or her, I don't know if you know that in Facebook, it refers to her profile, I think. So that's another thing that kind of has me thrown, but I do think he throws out red herrings.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. Just watch the traffic stop, both the one that most of us had seen before Dateline and then the Dateline version, because it, if you add them both together, it sort of shows the whole stop. Watch his mind work, all of the excuses, even as he says, well, you saw the guy was going to let me go, right? You know, make the left-hand turn, the oncoming traffic was going to stop, and the police officer says, no.
Yeah.
You know, but the convincing, the way he thinks on the spot quickly as to reasons and excuses, I know it's about a left-hand turn. I know it was a, you know, a piddly stop, if you will. But still, a lot of people have wrecks that way. But in any event, to me, I love studying him. Those three car stops are very interesting.
It is. It's very telling watching his body language and just the tone of his voice and the way he delivers his message, because it is very much that of a very confident narcissist. It's certainly, I think, probably the easiest way of kind of describing it, of just, look, I'm right. Here's why I'm right. I thank you for your time for coming over here and let me know. But, you know, as you understand, I'm clearly in the right here and you're wrong. Obviously, completely paraphrasing, but that's how it felt with the way that he was speaking to the officer.
Right. And how about in the car stop, the way he speaks to his father?
Almost like a child. Like it felt like kind of a, like, let's get this guy under control, because he's saying things that I don't want. Very much trying to control the narrative.
Yes, controlling. And that's why, and I guess we'll find out, you know, why he stood silent. Again, there's been others to do this too. And this is partially a reason, I think. I don't know if you know this, but Dennis Rader, BTK, also stood silent.
He did. And another thing that I want to say about BTK, I actually lived in Wichita for 10 years. I got there right after he made his confession and all that. So BTK had been in the DNA of that city for almost 30 years. Of the torment that went on, and when he went silent and then he came back. He also was an individual. If Papa Roger is in fact Brian Koberger taunting people through social media, BTK did something somewhat similar. Obviously social media didn't exist back then, but it was through the local newspaper. It was more so towards the time of his arrest where he was going back and forth with the police, but he was using a public forum as well to kind of communicate in a sort of red herring way until he actually did get caught, because he believed what the police had told him, that no, we can't trace you from a floppy disk.
Absolutely. I too am from Wichita.
Oh, really?
About 5 miles from where he lived. And I lived there during, of all of that. In fact, we went to the same college and studied the same degree.
Oh my goodness.
It's BTK certainly is somebody that, you know, very familiar with. And there are some similarities, I think, in part because, Brian Koberger studied under Dr. Ramsland. She made him read her book about BTK. And although I think they have two completely different motives, sexual gratification was BTK's. Brian Koberger, I believe, is loathing of what he couldn't have. He didn't have sex with these individuals. This was about a retribution. Very different from the motive, but yet the surveilling, the stalking, the standing your ground, the taunting, possibly if Papa's really BTK, you know, it's all just so interesting to me. My jury's still out on Papa, back to your question.
Yeah.
But my needle is certainly pointing toward that direction.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendapper, as always, a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your insight throughout the week on the Koberger case. Greatly appreciate that. If you guys like the program, you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and all of our podcasts ad-free, there's far more than this one. then become a supporter of the True Crime Today family. Just go to Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber. There you'll see all of our shows and access to all of them as well. Commercial free when you sign up. Do check that out. We do greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.